That's the Memorex version of our musical guest today. He's live on the telephone. It's a pleasure to welcome Austin Walken Kane. Austin, thanks for joining us today by the telephone.
Hey, that's cool. Thanks for having me, Nikki.
You bet. Now, I'm thinking that these track numbers on the CD are mislabeled because I meant to play a different one, and that has to be the title track to your new album, Murder of a Blues Singer.
Yeah. That's track.
Well, that's all right. So we're just going to play mystery tracks henceforth. You're going to be playing at the Murphy Theater in Wilmington this Saturday night, already coming up on June 1st. And you're no stranger to the Dayton area. You call Cleveland home, but you've been through here before.
Yeah, I've played down through Dayton a few times. I won the International Blues Challenge competition a few years ago in Dayton.
Yeah, I remember... Yeah, Shagan Dave, our blues host, was very, very pleased with what you had to offer.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. He is, isn't he? And that was a part of the Dayton Blues Society, and what a treat to have you playing at Jilly's. Tell me a little bit about your record. See, now, I would be scared to name my record what you named it, just in case you'd be tempting fate or anything.
Well, I thought it was kind of interesting.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, concept for that record, Robert Jr. Lockwood lived in Cleveland for the last 40 or so years, and you know, we'd always go see him playing every once in a while. Last time I hung out with him, he was at a club and he was watching us play. He walked in somewhere to the House of Swing on the east side of Cleveland, and he hung out with us, and I took him out to dinner, like an early morning kind of greasy spoon kind of deal. And we started talking, and, you know, whenever there was a lull in conversation, he'd always go back to the old days. And he started talking about Robert Johnson, and there was another person with us, too, and had never heard those stories. So I heard them, and I was just kind of, my mind wandered, and I thought, Murder of a Blues Singer would be kind of a cool, like, line in a song or title or something like that. And then that night, a good chunk of that tune came out, so.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty nice.
Yeah, this is not your first record either. You've got a couple out at least.
I have actually maybe five or six blues records.
That's great.
And then I have about five other kind of records with other people and stuff, you know, like we have a little side band.
Yeah.
One's a Christmas band called the Ohio City Singers. We write Christmas tunes and... It's like a huge 8-piece band. It's kind of funny. But all of us write songs, so it kind of works out pretty cool. And it's actually turned into a pretty great thing around here. So
that's great.
Yeah.
We're talking with Austin Walken Kane, a bluesman out of Cleveland, Ohio, going to be in our neck of the woods this Saturday night at the Murphy Theater in Wilmington, beautifully restored historic theater. Austin, have you had a chance to see the Murphy Theater before?
You know, I never have.
Oh, you're
going
to.
Looking forward to it.
It's so nice. It's so beautiful. Yeah, it's just a perfect, might even be the perfect blues house, although there are certainly a lot of them around the vicinity. But you've written or co-written everyone on this record, except for, I think there's a Robert Johnson tune on here, right?
Yeah, there's a Robert Johnson tune on that record, and also See That My Grave Is Kept Playing, Old Blind Lemon Jefferson.
Oh, yeah. Very good.
Just to keep with the whole theme of the record, because Lockwood was going to play on the record, and but unfortunately, it passed about 2 weeks before we went in the studio.
Oh.
I mean, he was 91 years
old, right? But still,
you know. But yeah. It would have been pretty great. But so I thought I had a really cool version of him doing "Rambling on My Mind" that from a gig we did together. I opened up, and then John Hammond Jr. played, and then Robert Jr. Lockwood. And I had a little recording of it, so I thought, you know, that would be kind of cool.
Sure.
Do that. And a little bit of the Robert Johnson theme and Lockwood. So.
Yeah, I've got, I think, I'm pretty sure now that I've got Devil's Backbone queued up. Tell me a little bit about this tune, and then we'll listen in.
Oh, that song, The Devil's Backbone is a nickname for a highway, the Natchez Trace down south. It's a highway from, I think it goes from Memphis to... Natchez.
Because it goes along the ridge of the mountain, right?
I think so,
yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was reading a book about it a while ago, and the title of it was The Devil's Backbone. So I thought, wow, that's a pretty great name or nickname for a highway. So it should be some kind of just images.
Sure.
That's all I wanted. So just kind of described a bunch of things, and you can kind of formulate your own story.
Here it is, Devil's Backbone, by our guest, who's at the Murphy Theater this Saturday night at 7:30 p.m. in Wilmington, Ohio, Austin Walkin' Kane.
Hey, fellas!
What?
Let's take that old natural strays down to Mississippi. You know, the Devil's Backbone. We got any gas?
Yeah.
All right, I'll drive. Ha! Cotton gin, graveyard stone, or devil love, catfish bone. Hey now, baby, not as black as coal. My woman doesn't give a damn about the devil's backbone. The devil's backbone. Soapbox preacher.
CD, Murder of a Blues Singer. We're talking by the phone to Austin Walker Kane on 91.3 WYSO. Austin is at the Murphy Theater in Wilmington this Saturday night. The show gets underway at 7:30 p.m. Austin, tell me about, if you go to your website, which is walkinkane.com, that's walking without the G, walkinkane.com. If you go there, there's just a gorgeous picture of you here with just absolutely beautiful guitar. Tell us about this gorgeous instrument.
Oh, it's a resonator guitar. It's
seems a little different to me. Is it like gold? Is that gold, or is it just the shine of the light?
Not sure exactly what picture you're looking at, but I mean, it's like there's one that's a wood one that's modeled off, I believe, a 1931 or 32.
So beautiful.
And then I have a steel one that's coated in this blue. That one's the beast. You know, weighs as much as a Toyota is my line. But, you know, it's a small car that I put on my back every night. But it's cool. You know, I'm sponsored by National. They help me out.
That's sweet. What a beautifully mutually beneficial arrangement, huh?
Yeah. You know, I don't get freebies or anything, but I get a pretty nice deal. And if they have stuff that might be a little bit messed up or something, you know, they'll give me a deal on that, and I can take somebody and fix it.
I would play a messed up resonator.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet. I was lucky, you know. The National put out a catalog and a 2-CD set that went out with all their catalogs, and they used one of my tunes. That if you want to know what whatever the tricone sounds like, you can, you know, listen to this. So they put on a tune, Love Grown Strong, and it was cool. People around the world were emailing me.
Aww.
And, you know, and one lady in France, she said, you know, I really like the song, but I can't find the lyrics anywhere. And I said, well, I just happened to be online, so I typed them out for her and sent it back to her in like a minute. And, you know, she went kind of crazy.
Wow.
Like, wow, you know, thinking that I'm some kind of star when I'm just, you know, a guy.
And, we're all stars in some way or another. We're all famous.
But I just thought it was funny. And then she ended up inviting me to her home in Bordeaux, France, when I was over there playing, and hung out with her and her husband and kids for about a week.
Oh, my goodness.
So, yeah.
It pays to get right back.
Too, so, yeah, it was pretty great.
Oh, that's so nice. We're talking with Austin Walker Kane. He's at the Murphy Theater this Saturday night. And I got another one queued up here. It's called Step It Up and Go. Tell us a little bit about that.
Step It Up and Go. There was a movie. Oh, what was it about? I think his name was Howard Anderson. And he was this really crazy character. And I take that back, Howard Armstrong. And there was this movie about his life, and one of his lines was he had this really weird variation on Step It Up and Go, so I thought that was kind of neat, so I kind of made my own tune out of it.
It's always good advice anyway.
Yeah.
Austin Walker Kane, live view of the phone line. We got the Mimrex version. You can see him live on stage this Saturday night at the Murphy Theater in Wilmington. Let's hear it, Step It Up and Go on YSO.
Shipwreck.
Up and go. It's Austin yes. Walken Kane. Right. I thought that was you on the phone. It was on the record, wasn't it? That's great. Yes. You're live on stage this Saturday night at the Murphy Theater in Wilmington. And by the way, listeners, stay tuned. I've got four packs available for giveaway coming up shortly. But I wanted to also point out that in addition to winning the Dayton, the International Blues Competition here in Dayton, you also, you're making your way down here through a pretty cool offering from Heritage Ohio and their Lyceum Circuit Mission, which is no small honor. Congratulations on that.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. I mean, we're still working it all out, but it's, yeah, we'll just see what happens. Yeah.
It's a, yeah, long, long tradition. It started in the early 1800s when it started as like a lecture circuit, when it was hard to sort of exchange ideas, and there were speakers invited up and down the Ohio and its waterways so that people could come and sort of commune in ideas. And then finally it ended up being a art opportunity to exchange art as well. So it's pretty cool that you're involved
wow.
with that. Yeah.
I didn't even know the history. That's
it is so cool. And you're not the first of the Lyceum artists, but we're and hopefully won't be the last. It's just a beautiful, I just like the idea of it, that we commune and exchange and are enriched in art. So,
yeah, it's pretty amazing. I did one at, in Newark, Ohio.
Oh, you did, yeah?
And it was, instead of setting it up, I figured, yeah, instead of setting it up where you're facing the crowd, you know, and I'm on the stage,
right.
I set up on one side of the stage and they put a bunch of tables on the stage, and maybe like 20 or 25 tables, and everybody sat on the stage looking out and then hanging with me. It was pretty pretty interesting.
What a different vibe.
And it made it more intimate and real interesting.
What a neat idea. And it's a different sort of experience for everyone involved.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Including myself.
So. Yeah, I bet. We're just all here hanging on the stage. Well, Austin, it's just been a treat to talk to you. I'm so pleased that you're coming our way. Congratulations on all your great fortune. And again, if you'd like to find out more about Austin Walken Kane, like, for example, you know what? I want to find out one more thing before we let you go. Why Walken Kane?
Oh, I used to walk with a cane for years, from about 16 to 26.
No kidding. You say used to.
Yeah. Then I cut off my leg and now I don't need the cane anymore. You know, I have a prosthetic, and it works much better than my
wow.
old leg.
Wow.
Screwed up the name, but
well,
I had too many albums to just change it again. I figured, you know, I'd probably change it, and then I'd have to go back on the cane for some reason and be like, oh, man, I should have just kept it, you know.
So it's a good name. I like it. You know, it has a visual that comes with it, and sort of a... It's like also the aura of, you know, yep, I worked hard to get here. I did. Yeah.
Yeah, it was just a guy on the street in New Orleans, you know, hitting up for a couple of bucks. And, hey, Walken Kane, you got some spare change for a brother. You know, and I was like, yeah, you know. And my band had broken up at the time. And,
oh.
You know, I needed I figured, you know, I had a bunch of Frisbees now that were CDs because I couldn't really sell them.
Frisbees and coasters, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, so I thought, well, I'll just do my own thing and sell them till the day I kick, you know?
Aw.
So, yeah.
Well, I hope you gave him a good extra little bump there for the great name. I like it. Walken Kane, why don't you come over this way? Well, I'm glad you're coming ours. Again, you're on stage this Saturday night. That is at the Murphy Theater in the heart of, just in the heart of downtown Wilmington there at 50 West Main Street. Sure gets underway at 7:30 this Saturday. Austin, thanks so much for talking with us today.